White Noise, episode 13, July 29th, 2011. Third time's the one with proper episode structure.
Hello, welcome to episode 13. The third episode we filmed today. My name is...
Film. Well, actually, film. This is actually the first one we didn't film, in a technical sense.
Well, I call it filming. Yeah, we turned our live stream off.
Because, well, I mean, what was the point?
Same group again, Kyle and Ian and Ricky.
That's me, all three of those. I'm that group of, I'm winding down and tired.
Yeah.
This is the end of a long day for me,
We've never done this before. This is the first time we crammed all these episodes together.
Yeah, normally we're lucky if we can get through, like, half an episode. I'm also, you know, on a no-sleep binge.
That's a bad binge to be on.
Yeah, I know, it kind of is. But it's not the first time I've recorded on a no-sleep binge.
No, that's true. And in fact, the one time you did, it turned out awesome. So
I don't remember that.
I know.
That's because it was a no-sleep binge.
Go back and listen to it. It was awesome.
Well, see, no, I can't listen to it because I hate my voice. I can't actually ever listen to anything I say I recorded because I don't know how I'm going to watch Last Ditch Grenades.
I've gotten used to it. I hate my voice.
Like, how did you do the voiceover thing?
I didn't actually... No, it's weird. If I can see myself, I'm okay. If I can see myself acting like Zucchini and Rhubarb, I'm great. It's when I can't see myself that's a problem.
Really?
Yes.
Normally the thing is, it's...
If your detached voice sounds weird.
Yes. Just hearing my disembodied voice...
I'm the other way, because I can make my voice sound like whatever I want when my face isn't going with it. But then when my face is there too... I still know it's me. I can pretend it's someone else when I can't see myself.
That's the other thing. Like, I've never actually tried voice acting. Like, when I hear Last Ditch Grenades and I'm doing a kitten, maybe I'll be able to... That'll be okay.
Kitten?
Yeah, it's
that's my name, actually, my kitten. Character's name is a kitten.
He's a super manly character who wears pink armor and is named a kitten in order to humiliate his opponents.
You were killed by a kitten.
No matter what they do.
Oh, okay.
They suck.
You killed a kitten.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, normally it's seeing yourself.
This episode will do the actual segments.
He's lying.
He's lying.
Filthy
lying. No, he's actually not lying. We're just deceivers. We are deceivers.
We burned everything up already. We've kind of gone through most of the stuff.
Yeah,
so.
you underestimate our talent for tangent. Our tangent.
America's Got Talent, why it's awful?
So, why,
That's one of our last talking points.
Oh.
We get there that far.
Well, sorry if we don't make it now, and you guys will never know.
So, let's see. This so time we'll try to do one of each. We'll do Sandbar, Word of the Day.
No idea. You need to put this up then.
Stuff we hate.
So, I hate you, Kyle.
Hey, that's actually a great point, because I have that written down here.
I hate you, Kyle?
We haven't gotten into that yet. That's one thing that we failed to mention in all the episodes, and I think it would be a great way to start it up.
I kind of hate you?
No, the game.
The
whole thing. We haven't mentioned it yet.
Well, I mean, it's kind of...
It has spread well, but we can still spread it to more people
honestly, it's a little bit past its prime, the game. I'm not going to lie. It's kind
I
of...
I thought the British Prime Minister actually said the game is up. And that was the ending. Wasn't that, like, there's nobody else, like, understands that when the British Prime Minister says...
I think John made that up, and you must have heard it from him or something.
No, it's on the Wikipedia page
but,
for
I mean,
the game.
Anyways...
Wikipedia can't lie to me, Kyle.
It's true. If you change something on Wikipedia, it changes it in real life.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like when Colbert saved all those polar bears. I hope you remember that. That's why security was increased on Wikipedia, in fact, because he did that.
The Office, when Michael posts all the negotiation tactics from Wikipedia.
But we're not really explaining the game, we're explaining the new sneaky way of doing it, which is Finchley Central. And not everybody knows about that. In fact, I've never met anybody who knows about
Finchley, it's kind of interesting. Like, my cousin showed up one day, and he said, I did the opposite of lose the game. Like, you can't do that. This is years ago. This is back when it was in full form. This was, you know, peak game years.
When people cared.
Yeah, when people cared. He's like,
well,
some
people may not know what the game is, actually.
Well, we'll get there.
Okay.
Anyways, and so... Instead of, you know, winning the game, which is what we assume he meant by the opposite of losing the game, he had found the game. He had found the very origins of the game. And so the idea was that way back when, First off, game theory is a huge field. It's like a mathematics field. It's very complicated. Yeah. You can get whole degrees in game theory. It's kind of sad that kind of stuff exists.
Well, it seems like it's sad, but
when you get down to it, it's a whole lot of logic, and it's actually really interesting.
There's no way that's real.
It's just sad that people get paid for that.
Like theory about the game?
No. Game theory as a whole. It's like how, like...
Video games are made.
All games.
No. It's like, you know, strategy and logic... You can like Wikipedia the Prisoner's Dilemma. That's a very classic.
What's that?
Prisoner's Dilemma is presented as follows. Two suspects are arrested by the police. The police have insufficient evidence for a conviction, and having separated the prisoners, visit each of them to offer the same deal. If one testifies for the prosecution against the other, and the other remains silent, the defector goes free and the silent accomplice receives the full 1-year sentence. If both remain silent, both prisoners are sentenced to only 1 month in jail for a minor charge. If each betrays the other, each receives a 3-month sentence. Each prisoner must choose to betray the other or to remain silent. Each one is assured that the other one would not know about betrayal before the end of the investigation. How should the prisoners act? And then the idea is, which one of these interactions makes which result, and which one is technically best, and which one actually happens in actual play. And so... there's all these different things, like there's non-zero sum, and there's this whole, like, this is the Wikipedia article, just goes on for pages and pages, and there's equations and all sorts. So there's a game theorist in Britain, right? And because, obviously, he specializes in game theory, he's a very strange person. And so, in the end...
like numerology, isn't it?
What he decides is, I want to make a game that betrays all facets of game theory. That betrays all rules of game theory, but still constitutes a game. So he and his professor buddies decide that their game will be whosoever announces one of among many stops on the British Underground system wins. And eventually that boils down to just one stop, Finchley Central.
Yeah.
Whosoever announces Finchley Central first wins. From there the internet gets a hold of it, it twists it, it perverts it a little bit, and it becomes the game. Where whosoever mentions the game or thinks of the game loses.
Yes.
This presents a better outcome because there's none of this winny-losey bit. Everybody loses. There's just a one outcome deal. And so what my cousin and I decided is, of course, we had to start playing Finchley Central. The idea being, if we could turn the word Finchley Central into a game trigger, we could instantly, by saying Finchley Central, make both of us lose the game. But only one of us win Finchley Central, which would then negate our game loss.
Or you could carry Platinum Angels in your pocket.
Only way.
Anyone... I told you about this, right? I have a friend who literally carries a Platinum Angel in his wallet.
That's awesome.
Because if you read... Huh?
Why?
It's a magic card. Text is, you cannot lose the game, and your opponents cannot win the game.
It's great.
That's awesome. Like, by Platinum Angel, do you mean the card, or like
the card.
Actual Platinum Angel?
No, the card is called Platinum Angel, and that is the exact text on the card.
Nice.
Is that you cannot lose the game, and your opponent cannot win the game.
So there you go. But anyways, so that's Finchley Central, and there you go.
Yeah, and so if you scroll to the bottom of my site, it says that on every page.
So every once in a while, you hear me just go, I hate you, Kyle.
Every episode, I think he's done that at some point.
It's because of Finchley Central at the bottom. It's also on the John Dollar.
Yeah, it's true. It's signed on the other side from my signature.
So,
also on the John Dollar.
Yeah, I took the U.S. Treasury seal off and put the White Lightning logo and then like signed my name over one of the other people's and then signed Finchley Central over the other one.
It's very nice.
And then and then misspelled congratulations in what appears to be blue Sharpie.
Actually, really great.
Which really works.
That's perfect for a John.
Congratulations. You owe a great honor for
Congrat relations. I don't know how you do that.
I use a D instead of a T.
Congratulations.
You've seen the NES games, all horrible misspelling on end screens. Like, misspelling congratulations. Like, there's one of them that's like, when they threw it to translator, it was supposed to be like, congratulations, you are the savior of Earth. They threw that through a translator. And it comes out, it comes out misspelled congratulations, and it says, you are Messiah of Earth.
all your base are belong to us.
Yeah.
Someone set us up the bomb.
It actually reminds me,
my friend Royce, whom we've mentioned before,
The Royce Claws.
We mentioned the Royce Claws.
We went over that in detail.
We've actually done a very, very large
but
Royce
it was,
episode.
The universe so, like, despises us speaking of Royce, it cut Ian out, like, every time he tried to say
really?
Something.
Really? I remember that.
Anyway, yeah,
so it's funny to say, Royce works at Roses? Like, how long is he... He said
he's
worked there
for a while, actually.
I didn't even know that's been open there a year.
But anyway, so he, very interesting guy in many ways, but one of them is... His spelling was in high school was so atrocious that I honestly wish I had charged money to edit his papers because it took that much effort. But, like, he would misspell things so badly. Like, he
couldn't tell it where he was.
Well, no. Even worse than that. Like, one day, he tried
like,
to spell...
not even phonetically words anymore.
He tried to spell specifically, but he misspelled it so bad, it turned out to be specially. It actually was spelling other words with how badly he misspelled... The first word.
I hate that. That's what I hate about spell check. Is like, I'll misspell words, but they spell other real words that I've never heard of before. And spell check has. And so it's like, you're good.
Spell check's just smarter than all of us
trying
to show off.
See, it's spell check, it's not grammar check. Yeah. So it's...
Well, then there's grammar check, but all grammar check does is whine at you for using passive voice. And that's a whole tangent.
Oh my god, grammar check does nothing but like...
That's an actual thing, I was making a joke.
Grammar check, you have those little green wavy lines?
Yeah.
Under Microsoft Word?
I've never had those.
It's like, it's fragment, consider revising.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
Use a passive voice. You're an idiot. Passive voice is... I had to correct my English professor on what passive voice was at one point.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
And how did that go? F, right? Like,
actually, I ended up dropping a class, and when I went to drop, she's like, you know what? I thought about it more, and you were totally right. Like, I'm not sure if that makes me feel more awesome or more guilty.
So, let's go to the sandbar updates. We haven't done that forever.
Woo!
We've tried to get across what happened.
Several
episodes, and all those were the ones that didn't record. So, as a quick recap, I can say this because they posted it on their blog. They had slight legal problems involving people making threatening phone calls to the bar. And so they had to take their webcam down for a little bit during the investigation. And they thought after that, they tried to plug it back in and it wouldn't work. And so they thought their webcam was broken. Later it turned out that somehow the plug they were plugging it into just happened to go out when they plugged it back in.
Which sounds exactly like something that would happen to us.
Yeah.
And why?
So they fixed all the problems and it's finally back up now. It's all good. There's
why
no
does a bar have to put a, like, webcam feed? You
they,
know what?
They just did, but it's so terrible you can't make out anybody's faces, so it's not like...
That's, it's, and not, they, it's like they tried, they were going to get
it. They said that on purpose. They did it on purpose.
Because at one point, we're just like, we will put together the money to get you a new webcam, because we love stalking you.
Yeah.
And they
we
said that's,
that to them. We told them.
That's really nice and all, but we actually really like our bad webcam. And where in the world is... The sandbar link. It's on my feed. Just under the links. Oh, I forgot. Because those look like advertisements.
Like, I've heard of, like... There's, like, a burger stand in New York somewhere that, like, has a live feed webcam to show you how long the line is.
Nice.
And that makes sense. But right. I can't see the necessary...
Oh, wow.
It's
for
us. That's the only reason that exists.
They've redone their website. It looks nice. Guys, when you listen to this webcast, I hope you do. They're going to tell you about it anyway. So, first off, thanks for stopping by. Your website looks fantastic. It's a nice big webcam link right there. And now it's time for
the sandbar updates.
Yeah! We watch this or what?
Yeah, we look at it.
Oh,
yeah, we're gonna,
whoa.
This is gonna make problems. You're gonna have to.
Woo! Okay, first off, a man just jetted out of the bar at light speed, by which I mean it took whole 2 frames for me to pass.
Oh, yeah, we haven't watched this in midday in a long time, which is when we first watched it, as listened to in last episode. Remember,
yes,
we just did that last episode. We put up the first...
Yeah.
Or not, I mean, not last... I'm sorry, because we were recording all these at once. 3 episodes ago.
Yeah. Did you also get a suspicious French bridge there?
What?
Suspicious French bridge.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
It was the other webcam we stalked that it wasn't as interesting as the sandbar.
No, I don't think we got that one.
But that one we can actually control. Like, you can move it.
We got John commenting on several links he... like Japanese links that he clicked on that I think we were doing our best to ignore.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, so it's actually pretty low key at the sandbar right now. Looks like they're having a family. Oh, you know what it is?
It's the time of the day when the lights just blares
through
the door so brightly.
Which is perfect time for this because you look at that. You see this. You see, of course, the crystal soccer ball in the middle right there. They're holding.
That might be it. I haven't seen that in forever.
They're holding a seance. Yeah. Look at that. Everybody's real close. You have the youngest there in the center. It's obviously she lost her twin, and they're holding a seance, and they're trying to do it in the bright of day so that the positivity of the event can shine through, and I'm glad to be a witness to this.
So you know what? We used to say that once we knew someone from Lawrence, Kansas, we should get them to hold up a sign at one point. We know people who run the bar now.
We do, but that doesn't count.
Why don't we do that? No, but it would still be cool.
I mean, it would, I guess.
We could have them make some kind of white noise tribute. That'd
well, because what if just as a request.
They may not, but it might be good to ask.
We could ask.
You could see the little square right there? You could just like ask them to put like a little white noise sign just like right on the edge of the bar there, just in view of the camera.
Hi, white
just
noise.
Just the logo,
yeah.
Just to have it.
In fact, we should do that. I should go onto one of those websites that lets you make like custom plaque things to put on people's desks as awards, and engrave the White Noise logo into it and send it to them, and tell them they are allowed to keep this as long as they put it on the bar in view of the webcam.
Yes.
I'm going to do
as,
that.
As the make our own award, like the
make a Dundee,
the best landlocked sandbar. Of this century and the next, as voted on by the white noise judges.
Yeah.
Judges. Yeah, judges.
We should also send them 4 Ian books.
Can we give them a John Dollar?
I should send them a John Dollar too.
So send them a flag for best landlocked sandbar this century and the next, and a John Dollar.
I wouldn't say that yet, because I don't know. 2012 is coming up. And it might somehow create more landlocked sandbars that might be better.
No, there will never be another one that's better.
You never know. You say that now, but when the world ends...
Actually, I gotta say to have the sandbar back up, because there's no way Chaos Pony can copy us on this segment. We are the only podcast.
This place looks really nice and clean, I guess because it's midday.
Who stalks a bar?
They're gonna find, like... What's the opposite of sand?
There isn't.
No. I don't
know. Like, so you're glass
like,
the glass bar.
The glass bar would be really useless. You couldn't do much with it. It'd be break. It's
the glass tried. Pillar. That's what it'll be.
Oh my gosh. They could finally get the glass pillar. Or bar of sand. Some bar called Bar of Sand. And it's going to have a webcam. And they're
Kansas,
gonna...
Lawrence. Which is the 51st State of the Union, as of yesterday.
Yeah.
I still think it's great that we were able to find the recording of us finding this thing, because we've described it to people several times, and now we have the actual recording of it. You still haven't listened to it?
No, I haven't, because it's my whole My Voice thing. I haven't listened to the Good Vibrations episode either.
Oh yeah, you haven't. It was actually, I have all these old Skype recordings that my old recorder, backup recorder, that caused the whole Skype ghost incident, which we'll get into some episode.
Oh.
It would...
What's Skype ghost? What happened?
It has a zoom button.
Oh. Well, that would just make it more grainy.
Mm. Oh my god. There's a man in an admiral's uniform.
He could be a colonel.
Look, he is totally in a military uniform.
Oh, yeah.
He just stopped and he stared at the camera. He just stopped.
He's on to us. He is on to us.
What was I saying? Oh yeah, I have all these.
It's John Sergeant Captain!
Oh my god!
So we had
I gotta make it half size.
But yeah, I have all these old recordings where my thing would automatically record Skype conversations from like 4 years ago. I was listening to one and I heard this chipmunk start talking. And it took me a second to realize it was Reed.
What?
I was like, holy crap, how did his voice change that much in that small amount of time? It was really weird. But if you go back to listen to episode 02, mine and John's voices sound different too. It's really weird going back to listen.
Zero?
Yeah,
and we do not
zero.
Speak of episode 0.
It
and
was,
look, Noah Savini is suddenly wants...
Huh?
I'm sure Noah Savini now suddenly just wants us to talk.
Yeah. Well, it was one we recorded a long time ago, back before, like, I had fans. I think we recorded it before. Yeah, we did. We're talking about me working on Yoda's Christmas in the episode. That's how old it is. Before I
realized,
I hadn't even met you yet.
You didn't even met me.
But no, I'll take that back, because John was in there. So I met you. You were there. I just...
It predates me, though.
It does, yeah. It's before I met you. And it was me, John, and Jay. And it sucked.
And it was just bad. It was just, there was nothing good about
you
it.
You still haven't listened to it, though. You're just going off of what I'm saying. I need to give that to you, and you need to listen to that one so you can actually know what you're talking about.
That's true.
but it was pretty bad. So that was the sandbar update for today. Sandbar's back up, and we're going to send them something to put on the sandbar.
Yes.
I'm going to come up with something. Even if it's too much money to do that, I'll make something. I'll hand make, like, a clay statue or something.
And John dollars.
And John dollars. So I'll give them a few of them. They can decide some things to...
Yeah, we they're not redeemable for a while, admittedly, but...
That's true.
To make Ian pesos.
We'll make John dollars for now, like we'll bring them... Originally, it was to make John say one sentence or something. And Henry Garcia was creative with his and made the whole speak in the third person for the whole episode. But for any we give out until he gets back, it will just be for one sentence. Because otherwise, they're going to build up a lot. We can't really do...
So you can't do Ian pesos, or else they're going to be doing something like... Ian can't speak in any word that is more than two syllables long, and then I will just combust and die.
Just make it one sentence on the
Just to continue John's challenge to see if anybody else can earn John Dollar, he started his Guess My Middle Name challenge a little while ago, and it's really easy.
You know what, though?
It's a common name. He also pointed out it has a C in it, so what's another clue we could give?
It's Persian.
No, that's not correct.
But it's true! I looked it up!
That's right.
It was by the barest
of never got to challenge that. I'm so sad. We never got to...
Oh, no! It'll be good. It'll be a good surprise.
I think we need to make just generic white noise dollars.
We'll write the letter. I'll write him that in the letter. I have so much to say to him when I get his address.
Yeah, so...
Again, next episode we record, I should have his address on saying it so anybody listening can send him letters.
Yeah.
And he started the challenge of guess his middle name, which I can't actually tell you right now because we're on air.
There's no way I won't tell anyone.
So what's another clue?
What's another clue? If you are a Russian, variety of name you may have heard before.
That was a lame clue. I don't even know the answer. That's a lame clue.
There is a Russian version of the name, I guess is what he was trying to say. So we'll leave it at that.
Ah!
Well, then again, Ian is notorious for giving bad clues to passwords.
In between the recording this one and the last one, where he was trying to hack Ian's computer.
Hack is such an evil word.
Except that he couldn't, because he couldn't actually get past the password.
That's after I detranslated it from Latin.
His password hint was a phrase in Latin, which he then...
We'll do this. Yeah. If you can send me... the password to my computer. I will give you
changes.
First off, I will probably change it. Second off, I will make up a word based around your name, and it will be awesome. Your world, and I will use it in everyday conversation. I will spread it around, and I will get other people to use it. And your name, or any phrase you choose, any sort of word choice you use, will become spread by me. So, the phrase... My password hint is quis custodiet ipsos custodes. And if you can tell me what my password is based on that password hint, good job. and of course, you get my kudos.
But granted, neither could any of us, including my brother, who should have known it.
Yeah. So, have fun with that.
That's actually a nice segue into...
It's the internet, though. Like, they're going to like have it cracked in 5 minutes.
If they do that, that means they care more about the show than they... previously in tones, yeah.
What if, like, multiple people send it to you?
That's actually first one, then.
Okay.
But that's never been an issue, so I'm not gonna worry about it.
You know, because all of the fans...
We had a pretty good thing going there for a second, and it died off because I can't seem to get any more cartoons finished.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to do about it. See, I used to animate the cartoons linearly, which was really bad for trying to animate them, but I could also know exactly how far I was in the cartoon. And so it was better motivation, because I could look at it and go like, look, I'm almost done, you know?
Yeah.
I've got 75% of the cartoon that you can watch, and it's there. I'm not doing it that way anymore. I'm doing it in pieces, so I'll, outline the whole thing, have you do the mouths separately, then animate the bodies, then put the mouths in, animate the faces, then draw the backgrounds. And it shouldn't take any longer, except that I can't gauge how far I am, so it's harder to make myself work on it.
You said gauge.
Is that wrong?
He said gauge. Gauge.
Gauge.
Doesn't matter.
It does.
I just never heard anybody in the world say gosh before.
Gosh is not a real word.
It's like...
And neither is Ian Khan's word of the day.
Way to throw him on the spot like that. Jeez.
Well, I'm positive
have to wait for the music to play.
I know, but I like playing it through in my head.
Do we have intro music?
Yeah, we have music for several seconds.
Oh, God.
Custom made music, in fact.
Yeah, it's actually, the music's really nice.
So, go ahead. What is your word for today that I think you've already done?
So, we'll see if we can top my last presentation of this word. Many of you, no doubt, are students. I imagine. If we are attracting somebody who is not a student to this podcast, then we are way overreaching on our goals, and go us. However, the likelihood of that is low. And so being in school, you will have access to a certain kind of environment. This environment is known as stupid people. Now, when I say stupid people, I don't mean a person who by themselves is stupid, although you may know that. You will notice that in groups, people tend to get stupid. It's just a fact. Humans in population have lower IQ. I think it's just an observable fact. And the better part about this is everybody's okay with it. It's a group thing. Everybody agrees and everybody participates. It's actually quite beautiful. So, it'll happen that at some point, somebody will have an amazing idea, an idea which breaks all bounds of rationality, common thought process, common sense, or any sort of idea of safety. This is a stupid idea, and everybody will love it. And instantly, everybody else in the group will take this idea, and they will run with it, and it will explode, and it will blossom, and it will be the most prominent idea that the group has ever thought of, while much more sensible ideas are left on the wayside. This phenomenon, this incredible prominence of stupidity, the rate at which this travels, I give you frivolosity.
I think that's a real word.
No.
He makes them out of real words, so they sound real, which is why it's so awesome.
So, you can describe the frivolosity of a stupid idea by how long it takes to reach the people who never hear of the idea that everybody else thinks of.
I was about to say, we'll eventually sell a book with all of the inventories in it, but at the speed we go, it'll more like we'll sell like a pamphlet with all of the inventories in it.
By the time I die.
I see that. I think you did that one in one of our other episodes.
I'm Google searching for velocity.
Well, it's frivolous and velocity.
I know.
So nice. I guess next we can do some new stuff we hit this week. So let's see if Ricky can just get this right, because John managed to, the two giants, we actually did it. So, yeah, he was the last one, so Ricky, we'll see if he can get this right. So it's time for Stuff We Hate This Week.
Stuff We Hate This Week.
Stuff We Hate This Week.
Almost.
Well, that's okay. Who would like to start the hate?
Hold on, wait. For velocity?
We're in a new segment now, Ricky.
One second. This is a challenge. This silence you're hearing, it's the sound of Ricky being wrong.
Frivolosity is a website. Frivolosity.livejournal.com.
Nice. That's a live journal. That doesn't count. There's a live journal made for every combination of consonants and vowels that exists under the sun.
But I think it's a city. A city. It's called Frivolo City. It's the name of the city. I'm not even making this up.
That's
I Google
awesome.
Searched it. So you.
We need to find their webcam.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
How do you spell it?
Alright, Frivilo space City.
I'm pretty sure I spell mine with a velo from V-E-L-O and that.
It's still pretty good.
It's pretty good. I'll
Frivolo City.
Alright. Wow. So either of you want to hate first? Because I'm already to hate.
You're already to hate? Alright, then please begin.
Okay. I'm going to bring back the long-standing feud of drivers and people on bicycles.
Oh my God, let me tell you about people on
bicycles. No, I'm going to tell you about people on bicycles. You can sit
Let me work. Tell you about drivers as a person on a bicycle who doesn't own a car.
Okay, so here's the deal with people on bicycles. I'm okay with them.
All of them look like Lance
They're
Armstrong.
They're on the sidewalk, right?
Which is illegal,
okay,
actually.
Because
that's their space, you know? They're on the sidewalk, that's okay. It's illegal. I don't think it's illegal. I see
it's illegal
on the sidewalk.
Anything with wheels over 12 inches is not allowed on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
In the city of Boston.
Actually true.
Really?
If you can't ride, like, anything.
I kind of stepped on this a little bit, but when I see them on the sidewalk, it's okay. When there's a reasonable shoulder, it's okay, too. You know, when you're...
They normally put, like, a picture of a guy on a bike in the shoulder.
Yeah.
Just saying, in case you haven't noticed that.
I don't mind it, because they're over there. I don't care. They're over that way. So people on bicycles by themselves don't irritate me. When they're kind of in the road, but there is no shoulder... It's slightly aggravating, but I still go, well, you know, this may be their only mode of transportation. I should give them the benefit of the doubt, and it's okay. What really, really aggravates me is when there is a shoulder, and they're right in front of me, in the middle of the lane.
And they're going to give you hand gestures.
They're right there. In my opinion, nothing that can't move as fast as a car should be allowed in the car area. That's just kind of...
I see what you're doing there.
You can't break the speed limit.
It makes me want to pull in front of them, slam on my brakes, and open my door.
I actually wouldn't do anything because they hit the back of your bumper.
No, like just on the side. Just like pull up next to them and just like throw my passenger door open right as they come up next to me.
It's really hard though because you're moving forward.
It would be worth it. It would be difficult, but it would be a worthy challenge.
Well, let me tell you.
And so here's my problem with them is that... I can kind of understand their logic there, too. One day I was thinking, well, you know what, maybe I can rationalize this. I guess it kind of makes sense. They don't want to be over here because sometimes people are walking over here. And it's really, really irritating when people in your lane are moving so much slower than you. And so this just kind of drives me crazy. I know they have some kind of argument the other way around, but
in the future,
care.
Kyle, when we have... super speed hover cars, there's going to be the super speed hover car lane.
And I will not and drive
going
in the
to be,
sky where
there's
they
going,
are.
There's going to be a car in the super speed hover car, not like flying cars, like just hovering. There's going to be a car there because they're like, I'm so sick and tired of these bicyclists in my lane, so I'm going to move over to... And then the super, super fast hover cars... are going to start driving, like, on the train tracks, and the train
well,
track
see,
people
the,
are going to be like,
say,
you know, it's just going to, we're going to keep passing the buck.
We have an analog here already, in Kyle's defense. You don't see cars driving on train tracks, because that's a bad idea. But let me tell you what, as somebody who's just gone through driver's ed,
yeah,
I will tell you what bicycles and motorcycles exist to do. They exist to kill you and themselves. In fact, their sole purpose and the inception
of
the idea.
Your instructor.
Yes,
I'm just saying. Like, hold on. Let's go back to the railroad real quick. The reason cars don't drive on railroads is not only because it's a bad idea, right? When you're on a bike, you're gonna drive in the road because there's only one person. So if you get the bad idea to drive in the road, you're going to drive in the road. If you're in a car and you go, I'm gonna drive on the train track, the guy sitting next to you is gonna go, no, don't drive on the train track. That's a bad idea. See, the car has a built-in at least a second seat, which builds checks and balances in the car.
Aha, but you're forgetting about the laws of frivolosity already.
Oh, my God. In order for frivolosity to take place, there must be at least four people.
See, structure to the show makes it better. This was better than the last two.
But anyways, the...
Continue, I'm sorry.
But, so yeah, the entirety, the inception, in fact, the people who invented bicycles and motorcycles... were intending them to screw up future motorized transport. My instructor has told me this, and they believe it quite thoroughly, that in fact, if you ride a motorcycle, not only will you die and will you reside in your proper circle of hell, you will take others with you. And if you don't, you will go to a deeper circle of hell. So their entire purpose is to find and kill somebody so that they may reside in the highest circle of hell possible. This is along with their other lovely lessons. For instance, if you smell alcohol within a 5-mile radius of where you are while you're driving, you will die. You will just keel over and die. Or if one of your wheels happens to touch loose gravel at all, you explode.
Great lessons from Ian's driver's ed teacher.
So, I corroborate your evidence.
All right, so what do you hate, Ricky? And move a little closer. I did both ends.
I hate sitting in comfortable chairs that I'm not allowed to sit comfortably in. But that's aside the point.
Here, I'm just going to perch like this, and you'll see how uncomfortable and awkward I am. And then you'll, oh my god, I'm going to fall. Oh my god, I hit the chair, the whole chair's going to fall.
I hate the new chat system on Facebook.
Alright.
Because Facebook has decided that instead of showing you your friends that are online, they're going to show you all of your friends in alphabetical order.
That aren't online.
That aren't online.
Well, it's...
And there's no way to scroll the bar, so if you want to talk to somebody whose last name possibly starts with Sullivan, you're never going to be able to start a conversation
with
them. If your name is Lynn, your only hope is that they start a conversation with you, because you can no longer see them on your bar.
This is not entirely true, because Facebook is intelligent, you see.
No.
And so what they do is they fill that bar with the people you interact with the most, by which you mean that one guy from third grade who creeped up on your pictures and liked a couple things recently and suddenly is like your BFF.
Yeah.
And suddenly knocks out that person you talked to regularly for the past 8 years.
So, like, have you seen the friend photo collage thing that people have been doing?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen those? Nobody's
done it yet.
It's a little program application on Facebook that sticks all the friend photos. And makes the ones you interact with more supposedly bigger.
Interesting.
I tried it once, and I was like, I have not talked to that person in like a year.
Yeah.
Biggest one of those.
They have been creeping on you. So essentially,
that's what that told you.
I guess
you around,
Facebook, it's no longer a chat system then, but a creeper one. It's like,
yeah.
People that you don't know that are suddenly on your chat bar are like, yeah, mega creepers.
You need to remove them.
Yes,
well,
remove
you know,
them immediately.
It's like the faux glass from Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like once you can see the whites of their eyes, it's time to get them out of there.
Facebook has decided that sometimes you post things with way too much haste, and so it decides to give you error messages to let you rethink your thoughts. Which means writing the same thing again in caps lock because you're upset at Facebook.
Have you seen this thing with the photo recognition software?
Oh yeah,
that's really creepy. Like you'll upload a bunch of photos and it'll say like, hey, by the way, this picture, this person right here, this is this friend. I know because I recognize it from your other pictures, and it will tag them for you.
Oh my god, that's really creepy.
The weird thing is, sometimes it'll do it right. A lot of the time it'll do it right. That's pretty creepy. But sometimes it'll get it really wrong. Like,
and it's hilarious.
It's like she's 16. She's trying to tag somebody as a 45-year-old woman. It's like, or sometimes it won't even get the gender right. It's like, that's kind of strange.
That's when you know you need a haircut.
But it's, well, like, there's also this news story that was really, really adorable. It's like, some guy found his long-lost twin brother through the photo recognition system. It's like...
Because it recognized him or something?
Oh, it was like his father, maybe, or somebody he had, a family member, like a direct family member they hadn't seen in like 40 years. Because it tagged him, it said, perhaps you know this person. Whom your picture looks a lot alike. Like, oh, that's kind of cool, but also kind of really creepy.
Nice.
Also, like, yes, so, Facebook, it's hilarious, because it's supposed to be, like, the social experience, right? So by not letting you chat, or making every third chat actually go through, and by not letting you see actually who's actually online, it's making you less social. So good job, Facebook, for contradicting yourself and making a crappy chat system update.
Facebook somehow, like at one point, that was another thing, is the ads, you know, they throw up ads that are
similar
to
checks your history.
I know, that's what I thought it was just stuff you typed into Facebook. I saw something show up there, I was like, I've never typed that into a Facebook text entry box ever.
Yeah.
Which made me realize, holy crap, Facebook is watching me.
Yes.
It actually does that though, it goes through your history.
Yes.
That's
so if
horrible.
You've been going to your church's website to check on youth events, which I used to do, you all of a sudden have ChristianMingle.com, which is the creepiest thing ever.
Have you seen Julian Smith's 25 Things I Hate About Facebook?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, see, it Facebook, but it doesn't only check your history. It also checks a bunch of things about your profile.
Well, that's
decision.
Okay. That's on
well,
Facebook.
Not always. Like, for the longest time, Facebook thought I was gay.
Yeah.
I don't have a relationship listed, and I don't have a seeking listed. I'm not gay. I don't have any problem with anybody being gay.
But are you going to get, like, gay ads?
Well, suddenly it's like, meet gay singles in Austin. Like,
what did I say on
here? Okay. It's like, we noticed that you have no interest in women, apparently. Well, I guess by my notification, that's true. But I didn't notify that I liked men either, so that's kind of a jump.
Yeah.
Or there was, like, my actually, this is it, Madison, my roommate, once, he, like, on a dare or something, made a free dating profile. And he didn't ever do anything with it. He just, like, put up his name and, like, basic information and just, like, left it. And every once in a while, they would suggest a match for him. He just didn't care. He just started leaving emails. And eventually, they started, like, I guess from lack of response or something, they thought they were doing something wrong. So they started sending him male matches. He's like, now hold on a second. And he called him. And he got, like, this gushing letter, handwritten letter of apology from the owner of the company. Like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that.
Hold on,
we should probably move on to Ian's thing that he hates.
Well, in parallel to the Facebook thing, what I should be saying is I hate people who think that Google Plus is way, way better than Facebook when it's exactly the same thing over again. But I'm not going to say that, because that's a whole can of worms.
MySpace and Facebook?
No, it's not, because MySpace...
MySpace is quite different.
MySpace was...
When Facebook first started, it was exactly like MySpace.
But it didn't take long for it to get better. Like, MySpace and Facebook...
People I know who use MySpace still are, like, artists. Like, Jimmy has MySpace because he can play his...
Yeah, the news, it's really great for music. Well, you hear in the news, it was, like, it was just sold for, like, $35 million.
Oh, really?
Which sounds like a lot until you realize that the person, you know, who bought it previously bought it for $585 million.
Wow.
They took, you know, a $550 million loss on it. But they sold
Facebook was sold for, like, $6 billion.
Yeah, I mean, like, the thing about, MySpace is the people who bought it are going to try and turn it straight into a music site now.
That's all everybody does.
But anyways, what I hate are envelopes.
Envelopes.
I could go with this.
Anyways, envelopes makes them sound more sinister. Envelopes are the bane of man.
What kind?
All kinds. You get a letter. It's exciting, because how often do you get a letter, right?
Yeah.
And you get this, and it's being stuck together by some sort of demon adhesive that you cannot possibly fathom a way to open without just ripping the paper entirely in half. And then people look at you like you're some sort of, you know, social misfit who never maybe, like, went to a funny school or something, or that maybe you need to be locked up at night, because suddenly you're just like, "Rah!" You have to Hulk open your letters because you cannot possibly open the flap.
No, you just, like, you get a letter opener.
But then you just look demented because you have this letter in one hand and a blade in the other. And you just...
it's not a blade.
Like, the need for a letter opener is just ridiculous.
it's not a blade. Like, you don't get, like, the electric company hands them out for free in the little plastic. They're like, ooh, buy Pendal, it's electricity, because you don't have a choice.
Frankly, the fact that we invent things that require us to make new tools is just kind of ridiculous.
I just think that envelopes are made by people who hate people.
You know what's even worse than those are the mega envelopes that, like, DVDs come in, which are the bubble wrap, manila envelope things that are, like,
sealed. Let's just talk about cellophane
with some kind of, they're, like, sealed with, like, an evil magic spell or something that can't be broken. They're almost as bad as those plastic packages that little toys come in.
Yes. Oh my gosh. No. DVDs are officially the worst.
Oh, with all the stickers.
Oh my god. Okay, so I have a DVD. It is completely wrapped in cellophane plastic wrapping. Sure, it's safe, right? I know the disc has not been stolen. I'm gonna get home and, like, probably, like, hurt my fingers trying to open the stupid thing before I find a knife and cut it.
Because it's
right?
So tight, you have to, like, jam your finger in the little indention thing.
Yeah,
the
right? Yeah. And then you get that open, you're like, oh, there's a sticker on the top of it.
Yeah.
See, then there's a problem.
Thank you. So now I pull the sticker off. And it's like, well, there's
pull
also a sticker.
The sticker off.
Yeah,
the sticker off, yeah.
There's a sticker now at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And so you get that sticker off. And then you try to open it, and you realize...
They have the latches.
Yes. You bought a DVD. You bought a DVD of an old movie that came out on VHS. So it has the stupid latches. And I'm like, God, if I open this and there's no disc inside, I am going to be so pissed.
Or there's those times when you're like, you think it's a sticker, and you accidentally start, like, ripping half of the plastic off the front.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I just ruined the entire DVD sleeve, and this is no longer going to be usable.
Like, or you ever get, like, a box
set? Like, you get all through this, it's like, yes, there's a disc, and it is scratched.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten, like, a box set of DVDs before?
Sometimes. Lost.
Yeah, like, I've gotten a box set once, and, like, normally box sets are pretty good nowadays, but, like, box sets of like movie series? Series? Anyways, like I've gotten one before, and each individual DVD was also wrapped. There were no stickers on it, thank God. But like they shrunk wrapped the thing, and then like the plastic shrunk wrapped on all the DVDs, and I was just like, oh.
And the worst thing is, it's like this is not a security measure in any way other than the fact that you know no one has opened this. You cannot cut this with anything and expect this to protect the DVD.
No, no, it's not like...
Yeah, DVDs are like the most stolen object ever at like Walmart.
Well, it's like, you know, back when Blockbuster used to exist.
Yeah, that's so sad. There's still like a sliver of one left in that.
Hollywood doesn't do it anymore. Hollywood doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, no, I know, I know. I went and like ransacked the store.
But anyways, like,
me too. I made an offer on the fire extinguisher. They had it for sale. They had best offer fire extinguisher.
Really?
I was like $5. And they're like, sorry, someone's already offered 10. And I'm like, can't go any higher for a fire extinguisher.
But like, you used to go up there and you like, you know, it was like, I think Terminator 2 or something. We rented it and they only gave us, this is back before like, they had Netflix deals and everything. So it's like $5 for rental. They only gave us the special features DVD.
What? I've never had that happen.
Never?
No. No, I have had... I've gotten, like, a Lord of the Rings, like, the third one, from Blockbuster. It was, like, four DVD cases attached retardedly with a series of rubber bands.
Yes!
The rubber bands!
Rubber bands!
Those little boxes here, you get them and like you touch them and then you wish you hadn't. Well, you'd be holding it and you'd have to carry it home, but after that, you'd have to go, like, swab your hand with like steel wool because they look like they had they had existed for like a billion years.
Even worse is when you like rented games.
You used to be able to get the system. You remember that?
I remember I've rented an N64 before.
Yeah. It's like you rented games and every once in a while they would come with the instruction booklet.
Oh yeah.
And if you got a game with the instruction booklet, you kept the booklet.
Why you never got a game?
The problem is, if you got one with the instruction booklet, likelihood is, you don't want that instruction booklet. Something horrible has happened to that instruction booklet. That instruction booklet was like present at Chernobyl or something. It is just like the most rancid object on the planet. It's like, I think this I should notify OSHA about this. This is hazardous. I think I can sue for being in the same room as this. This is like anthrax, but worse.
What's really bad? If you like, I collect Sega games. Collecting Sega games and wanting to get the box and stuff, it makes you look like a retard a lot at, like, stores. Because I recently got Sonic 3. I had to get it, just the cart. Right? But I saw someplace, and they had Sonic 3 in the box and the instruction booklet that was worth, like, it was, like, way more than I bought it at the other place. And I was like, can I buy just the box and the instruction booklet? And you have to ask. Because some places are like, yes, you can buy just the box and instruction booklet. Because they understand what I'm trying to do. And the person's like, no, why would you want to do that?
Have you been to the retro store in the mall?
There's two of them now.
Yeah, there's that one that's like off in that weird little corner next to
Press Play.
Yeah, that one's good.
It's like, if you see, they have like, you know, it's purely retro. Like, Gamers, I think, has a couple Wii games.
Well, it's got new stuff, too.
But
the
it's like,
the
old stuff. It is such incredible old stuff. They have Homelands expansions on the back wall.
Yeah, they do.
It's
Well, the old guys got, like, Judgment. They don't have any of the good sets that I want to get.
That's funny how
Dissension. I like Dissension.
How expensive the old games are getting now. Like, if you get a used version, you cannot get a used version of Final Fantasy VII for less than $80.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever looked for it?
Okay.
Every store I've ever been in, $80. That's, like, the set price for that game.
Any Mario game on the N64 is still worth $50.
Yeah, those are expensive.
Remember when you were a kid and you were, like, trading them into GameStop for, like, $5?
Yeah.
Screw you.
It's like when you pre-ordered, maybe not Wind Waker, maybe been Twilight Princess or something. You got this
Master Quest.
It wasn't Master. It was this really nifty little DVD that had Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time and the first two NES Zeldas on it. And plus like a 20-minute Wind Waker demo. It was this really awesome little pre-order disc.
Yeah.
And it was free of charge. Right? It was not. But then people would sell it back and they're like, oh, we'll give you a couple bucks for it because it's a pre-order thing. They would turn around and it would sell it for $55 and people would pay because it was worth that.
Did you know GameStop? Okay, so GameStop, and you might not know this, they now have to shred every poster and promotional object given for display in their store.
Why?
Because when the latest Final Fantasy game came out,
Yeah.
Like the newest one?
13.
Yeah. Like people came in and were like, oh, you know, when you're done with it, can I get the poster? And they're like, yeah, sure.
Makes
right?
sense. Yeah.
Exactly. We're not going to do anything with it, sure. And then they were taking them to eBay and selling them for like 80 a piece, the posters.
Ah.
And Square Enix got really upset.
Well, Square Enix is awful about it. Like,
so they got really upset and they said, no, you have to shred all of our promotional material. We don't want, our, you know, we don't
well,
want
like,
this happening.
I went to see Video Games Live, which is an awesome experience. Here. I don't know
oh, that's the
it's like they
doing.
Do an orchestra thing, and it's got lasers, and they've got big screens. It's a fantastic experience. If you've ever been, like, halfway a gamer, it's really, really great fun. And, you know, they have a costume contest and all that fun. They usually, like, demo a bunch of new stuff there. Like, I forget what it was I saw there, but it was something, like, breaking, you know,
yeah.
breaking news there. It was really great and everything. But, so they're like, all right, so, you guys want to hear some Final Fantasy music? Yeah! That's too bad, because Square Enix won't let us use it.
It's like, terrible.
Well, was like,
what did they still do the Kingdom Hearts stuff?
Well, it's like, they did all the Kingdom Hearts stuff, but they couldn't do any of the clips. No, it was Kingdom Hearts they were talking about. They couldn't, they could do Kingdom Hearts music, but they couldn't do any video clips of it. Because it had Square Enix characters in it.
Stupid.
It's like, really, guys? That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is. I've been trying to get Donkey Kong 64.
I have a lot of that in that game.
It's still, you can't, like it comes, you have to get the stupid upgrade
expansion pack
for it. And that costs as much as the game, so I never want to.
You don't have it? Your expansion pack?
No. I never, none of my games that I owned had to run off of it. The only one that I ever had to run off of that pack was Donkey Kong, which I rented, and it came with it when you rented it, if you didn't have it.
Shipped through back, right?
Yeah. When you had to, it was the,
well, I remember, it's like when I was at one point I tried to sell my my N64, just the console as a whole. This was a place that was selling it for like $15 or something, right? Not bad for N64 at the time. It's like, okay, for the console, I will give you $1. For the expansion pack inside, I will give you 10. Like, really?
Yeah.
But I couldn't sell that. I couldn't do that unless I had the original jump pack with it. I don't know where that went.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I threw that thing away. I got Donkey Kong 64, slammed that expansion pack in. It's like, do I need this? Held on to it for a few times, and like, yeah, I kept rid of it.
I have no idea where I went. But now I still have an N64, so I guess all is good.
I have an N64 plug, USB plug. That has two N64 ports on it, so I can play my Project 64 games with my
nice
controller. Though that analog stick is retarded to calibrate.
I bet. Buck Bumble. You know it?
Never played it. I've heard of it, though.
Oh my god, you need to play Buck Bumble. That is an excellent game. It's so stupid, it's amazing.
I guess we're actually out of time for this one, though.
Anybody listening? Go find Buck Bumble.
So, thanks for listening to these three episodes.
All ye brave souls who made it through.
Actually, that's pretty awesome. See, I have to go through and edit these. And it's only partially because John's not here.
Yeah, you don't have to go edit these. Unless you want to cut out my dorm
name. See, I don't have to because I can't. So normally we do it on a computer. We each have our own track, and so I can go and cut out different pieces of background.
Oh, yeah.
But when we do it like this, I can't do that. So, I guess that's pretty much it. I would like to end this one doing a rocker scream so that I can finally overlay that over onto the Stuff We Hate This Week music sequence.
Alright, so,
roughly playing an electric guitar.
He just nailed it last time. He just absolutely nailed it, and then the mic wasn't on. So,
does he just want
to
do it by himself?
I was suggesting I'll do it. I can do it by myself if we have to.
Oh, we just all want to do it?
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright.
I'm going to do a real countdown, and not an Ian countdown. Alright. One, two, three. Yeah!